Welcome back to the Saskatchewan Real Estate Podcast. As a newcomer to Canada, it can be extremely difficult to understand how to buy a house. This week on the podcast, we are joined by Saskatoon realtor and newcomer to Canada, Napoleon Ebonite, as he shares his story. Hope you enjoy.
This is the Saskatchewan Real Estate Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Saskatchewan Real Estate Podcast, your home for all things Saskatchewan, all things real estate. If you enjoy this type of content, please consider hitting the subscribe button. Today, we are joined by Saskatoon realtor Napoleon Ebonite. Napoleon, thanks so much for joining us today. If anyone has never met you before, just give us a quick introduction of yourself as we get into the interview here.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much for having me here. I'm Napoleon Ebonite. I am happily married with Todd. Two daughters, and I'm originally from Philippines. By profession, I work as a licensed practical nurse in Saskatoon, and I fell in love with real estate investment, and to the point that I studied it, and now I'm a licensed realtor in Saskatchewan.
Wonderful. And one of the reasons I wanted to get you on, Napoleon, because I think you have a really unique perspective for someone who has come to Canada, established yourself in a new career, and fell in love with buying real estate. But I think there's a lot of people who could empathize with your journey as someone coming to Canada, and what's that like? So let's just start it off from the very beginning. What brought you to Canada? And tell us a little bit about that story.
Oh, yes. My brother is actually the one who brought me to Canada. I remember before when I was still in the Philippines, since there's so many nurses back home, the unemployment is so high and it's so incredibly challenging to get a job in the Philippines. So back home, I was unemployed. I was broke. I was asking financial support from my parents and my siblings. And that's why I'm so blessed to have a very kind-hearted brother who sponsored me to come to Canada. So in February 2015, about 9 years ago, I landed to Saskatoon with zero in my pocket, nothing in the bank, but I have dreams and big goals.
Awesome. And so when you get to Canada, what is the journey to when you first get your first property? I know for a lot of people, becoming a homeowner in Canada is a really important thing. What led us to the point of you saying, all right, let's buy a house?
At first, actually, Ron, when I was just new here, buying a house is not really important to me. It was not my priority. My priority before was to repay my parents, you know, help them back for all the financial support that they gave me. But everything changed, actually, when I met April, which is my wife now. Because when we met, she's renting out with her friends as a bed spacer, and I'm renting out with my brother in a basement suite. So we don't have, you know, we don't have the time to be together, and then we just kinda we decided why don't we just buy a house? So we don't have any knowledge, we don't know anything about mortgage because we're just basically new in Canada. And then in 2016, we bought our first property. And then after that one, in 2021, my wife was pregnant for our second baby. So our family is growing. So we need a bigger car. So we decided to buy a family car, which is a minivan, specifically the Chrysler Pacifica. So we went to a car dealership to pre-order the car because on that year, it was COVID, buying a car is kind of like challenging because there's not much supply. So you have to pre-order the vehicle. And then we were talking with the agent, and then I customized the car because I told April that will be our, you know, family van. It should be like very nice one. So it actually the top end after all the customization I made. And then the agent gave me the monthly payment, which is around $1,100 just for the car. And then it was our plan. It was our priority. So we put a deposit to proceed for the pre-order. But on that night, I couldn't really sleep because I don't know if I made the right decision. Anyway, After a week of that one, me and April were in a workplace. We're having a lunch, and then one of our friends passed by, and then she told me, "Napoleon, would you like to buy my rental property?" At the back of my mind, why would I buy your rental property? My priority is to buy a family van. And then I still asked her, "How much is your mortgage?" And she told me about $900, and then my tenant is paying $1,300. Right there on that conversation, Ron, I actually realized that buying a car will cost me money, and then investing into real estate will save me money. It was an eye-opener, actually, for me, that conversation. So that was, I believe, in March 2021. And then after 2 months, we purchased our very first rental property. So yeah, and then 2022, we sold our primary house, and then we bought a newer house that has a basement suite. And then 2023, we bought another property in Humboldt. And yeah, now I just like real estate. I just want to buy more properties now.
What an amazing story, Napoleon. And I think for a lot of people, when you do have that mind shift of, you know, you're a young family and having a vehicle is really important, and having a nice one, you know, is something that would be good for everyone. But that shift to say, instead of buying something that's going to depreciate over time, let's buy the appreciating asset or something that's going to pay me potentially every month that I own this property. This is like a mindset shift that I think wealthy people make, that as opposed to putting my money into something that loses value, the money goes into something that's going to create value. So I think your story perfectly illustrates that point, that real estate can be one of these vehicles that helps you grow your money, as opposed to something like a car that over time is going to lose money. So a fantastic story. Does it make you feel good that you're now a realtor and you're helping people get into properties that is going to help them build long-term wealth by getting into an asset? Give me your perspective on helping people when they buy a home, Napoleon.
Oh yeah, that's actually another reason why I became a realtor. It's because I realized and I experienced the benefit of having a property or owning, you know, rental property. Like I said, now that I'm a realtor, I can give them an advice from a real estate investor perspective, because some other people would still consider buying a house as a liability. But for me, I strongly believe that owning a property over time, like long period of time, you'll save money. Your money will appreciate. But also depends, because you know, real estate is, you know, number one is location. So if we buy the right property in a good location, over time it will really appreciate more. So my thing is, I'm not just a realtor. I'm not just selling houses. I'm also having the idea of, you know, as a real estate investor.
When you come to Canada as a new person, there's lots of different things. There's the cold weather. There's the culture. There's the things that are done. Does it feel really good to be able to connect with fellow people who you're helping? Like, I assume that a lot of the people that you're able to help with the purchase of a home are new Canadians, people who've gone through your journey. Just walk me through what it's like that when you went through this process, and what it's like to help someone else with the purchase of that property.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right, Ron. Most of my clients are actually like new in Canada. So, yeah, I can give them more, you know, better advice, because I've been here for 9 years now. So I always advise them that real estate is neighborhood, because over time you'll get more appreciation of your money if you buy the property in a good neighborhood. And also I'm helping them since they are new to Canada. I'm helping them, you know, with manpower, helping them moving their things on the possession day. So that's what kind of offer to my clients, because I felt or I experienced, you know, moving here in minus 20, minus 30. It's so hard. If you don't have enough manpower to help you, it's a very difficult, challenging, you know, day for you to move your stuff. So yeah, when you're here in Canada, first time home buyer, and then you're just here for a few years, then talking to a realtor that has like experience and has been here for a while would really help you and will make your buying process much smoother.
If you could go back to a younger version of yourself, Napoleon, what advice would you give yourself?
Buy real estate as many as you can, as much as you can, and as soon as you can. Or I should say, don't wait to buy real estate and wait.
Yeah, there is that feeling, and I get it from a lot of people that if only I could have started a little bit earlier and taken advantage of that long-term window of real estate, because I see it with a lot of people that not only are you essentially locking in the value of the home at the time that you're buying it, meaning that over a 10-year period, you might see some appreciation, but you're getting the mortgage pay down of that property, and that as the real estate appreciates, it's just such a wonderful thing to see the amount of wealth that can create for someone. So getting in as soon as you can is really powerful.
Correct. Because real estate is tangible asset, and it can bring you cash flow. It's passive income. There's a lot of good things to invest in real estate. So that's why I highly recommend people if you can buy at least one or two properties under your name, then you're good to go for your retirement, because you will only make the down payment. So instead of putting it in the bank, you put your money to another property as a down payment, and then let your tenant pays for it. So over time it grows, and over time your mortgage is getting lower, then you're set.
Even though you're newer in the real estate industry, you're not totally brand new, Napoleon. You've been doing such a great job of starting to educate people on real estate content and what it is to buy a property here. Tell me about where people can find more information on your social channels and how they can get a little bit more information from you on some of the great content that you're putting out.
I have Facebook, Napoleon Ebonite, Instagram as well, Napoleon Ebonite, and then TikTok. I started kinda be active in TikTok. There's actually more viewers and more people that are interested on TikTok. I was surprised because I wasn't really posting much on TikTok. And also with my personal cell phone, which is 306-717-1321. And I'm always happy and willing to help.
Perfect. And that's the good channels if someone wants to reach out to you if they are interested in purchasing a property, Napoleon.
Yes, correct. If they're you can just shoot me a message or call me anytime, and like I said, I'm always happy and willing to help you. You don't have to come with me or to get me as your realtor. My advice, my knowledge, my ideas is free. You have all the decision, or you have all the decision to choose your realtor. But I'm always willing and happy to help.
Yeah, that is kind of a misnomer, something that a lot of people don't know when they go to buy a property, that a realtor on the buying side and a mortgage broker at the bank, there's no fees involved with using those professionals. So if someone was to use you as their realtor, as the buying agent, they don't have to come up with any extra fees in order to do so.
Correct. Yes, 100% right, because it will be the seller who will pay us. So yeah, you ask. Actually, my advice to my client is, you can interview different realtors, because that's what you're supposed to be doing, and see if you will get along with the realtor. Because it's not a one day process. It takes a while. So you make sure that you get along with your realtor. Make sure that he represent the your best interest. And I think that would be a great, start to interview realtors. You don't have to commit with them. You just have to interview, know them, and see if they can represent you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming on today, Napoleon, sharing a little bit about your story, telling us a little bit about real estate. I really appreciate you as a friend. So thank you so much for the wonderful work that you do. And thanks for coming on the podcast today.
You're very welcome, Ron. Thank you so much again too, Ron.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Saskatchewan Real Estate Podcast. I hope you liked it and found some value. If you did, please consider hitting the like button and subscribe to never miss our future episodes. If you are in the market for a home in Saskatchewan, I am a licensed mortgage broker and would be happy to help you with your next purchase, renewal, or refinance. Until next week, I'm Ron Caroni, your Saskatchewan mortgage professional. Bye for now.